السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. سيستر سمية، جزاك الله خير for sending the email. As far as the question of the pregnant woman finding out the gender of the baby, that is certainly allowable to find out the gender of the baby through ultrasound. Medical interventions, certainly some people attempt to do this with ways that are somewhat superstitious and so on, and that would not be allowable, but to find out by ultrasound or something of that nature would be okay. The knowledge of the baby that Allah keeps for himself is not limited to the gender, and the knowledge about the gender also is available for the physicians at a certain time, not before it, but the knowledge about the baby that is only Allah's has much more, has a lot more, you know, than just the issue of the gender, which is knowledge of his future and knowledge of his qualities and knowledge of whether he will live or not live, and all of this knowledge is knowledge that is not attainable by by man. During the time of the scholars, Allah bestow mercy on them, and they did not condemn attempts to find out about the gender of the baby through more primitive techniques, certainly not superstitious techniques, but more primitive techniques. So there is no harm in this. As for the question about reciting the adhan in the baby's ear once it is born, the hadith in this regard is rather controversial, and you know those who believe that the hadith is authentic would be okay with reciting the adhan in the baby's ear. It seems that a considerable number of scholars authenticated the hadith, so it should be fine to do that. As for the last question about the dua, certainly for the woman herself, she would make every dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy on her, such as اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. Well, Allah, there is nothing easy except that which you make easy, and you make that which is hard easy. And when the baby is born, she will make dua for the baby, and people will make dua for the baby as well. The dua that people make, or when you meet someone who had a child recently, this has not been reported from the Prophet ﷺ directly, but it is reported from Al-Hasan Al-Basri, Allah bestow mercy on him, one of the Tabi'een, the followers of the Sahaba, and he would say, "Burika laka fil mawhub," may the gift that was given to you be blessed. Wa shakarta al-wahib, may you be grateful for the wahib, or the giver of the gift. Wa ruziqta birrahu, and may you be granted the kindness and obedience of that gift, or that newborn. Wa balagha shuddahu, and may he reach his age of maturity. So that would be the dua. As for the burial of the placenta, you bury it in the ground, unless you can't do that because of logistical difficulties or legalities, then Allah does not burden souls beyond their capacity. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.